We find in the Midrash, the Kamakomim, the Midrash describes the Teva as the Beis Hashem. In Bereishis Rabba Chof Vav Beis, Shnei Tazei, Vayoyled Nor, Shalosh Abonim, Hashem, Eschom, Yes Yofes, Ksiv, Shesulim Beveis Hashem, Chatzus Elikeinu Yafrichu, Shesulim Beveis Hashem, Zeh Noach Sheshosloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bateve. Mary Dikazah. Shesulim Beveis Hashem, Zeh Noach Sheshosloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bateve. He planted him. It was a shtil. It was like a shtil is when you take a sapling of a tree and you plant it and then it grows. Tzadik atomo yifroch, keres balavono yisge. Where does the tzadik go? Grow, shesulim beveis Hashem, chatzus elekeinu yafrichu. Our tzadik, Noach, Ushosul bebeis Hashem, was planted in the Beis Hashem, behind the Teva. The Teva is the Beis Hashem. Now, Noach HaMedrash later on brings the Pasuk, Vani Ovoi, Vani Bechastecho Ovoi Beisecho. Goes on Noach, going into the Teva. The Teva is the Beis Hashem. Kipshutoi, about it, it's the Beis Hashem. Because everything that went on in the table was a massiveness. From the actual binyan of the table, Hazal tell us that the Noach planted the trees which he used later on, planted them specially once HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to build the table, then he went the Kavana to planted the trees. Everything in the Teva was kulay l'shem shamayim, l'shem the Teva. He took these trees and the oilam were misnagged to him, what are you doing? And he says, it's going to be a mabul, late summers. They tried to stop him. He made them into planks and he made them into a Teva. And says the Rambam, there's no way a Teva the size that it was could have contained all the animals. Since it was a nest, miyud hichzi kisamaruba. Was the etzem table was a nest? Rosh Shiva's sefer. He has a whole lecture from a koifer, a zoologist, who explains why the Teva could never have happened. Amongst some of his tainas, he says that certain animals cannot stand on wood, and certain animals need always water, and some animals need fresh water, and some animals need stale water. Umayala Koil, I think the thing I was learning most from, is how did he put a woodpecker in the Teva? The woodpecker would make a hole. Well, my kid's tiny, it's Nishkin Kasha because he was in the chas of the koifer, and he would nimble be bachutz. Oh, and we saw that the other animals make a hole in koifer, and then the woodpecker will come and say, anyway, I'll call upon him. He makes a cheshbon how much 8 people would be busy, Yom of Malayla, how much time they would give to all the different animals. He has his cheshbon how many minim there were, lav davka. The zoologist's cheshbon and minim is masking with the Torah's cheshbon and minim. I think it comes out that each animal got 8 seconds or something time over a year. He asks, how did the food survive? And they needed all the different foods for everything. Teretz is the Rashiva's Teretz, Aposhta Teretz. The Kasha is the Teretz. The more you show how Alpi Teva it couldn't be, the more you're showing the godless of the Teva. So then Kulei Nes, the mother was Kulei Nes. Poshut was Kulei Nes. Kogata Kasha. He put Koifer on the outside, pitch on the outside. The Chazal say that the Mabul started with Roischin. So if you put pitch in boiling water, it melts. So what's the use of the pitch on the outside? Eitz of kashas, teretzis, was the Beis Hashem. Mokum, like the Beis Hamikdash, was a mokum where oimdin svufin and mishtachamim revochim. There are no kashas in the Beis Hamikdash. Things don't happen b'derech hateva. Millions of people could be squeezed into a very small space. The width of the Azara, the Esras Yisrael, was less than the width of this Beis Medrash. It was longer, but it was less wide. Millions of Yidden standing there, tzvufin, and when it came to Mishtachim Revochim, Chasam Soifa says, what was the Ness? The Ness was Oimdim Tzvufin. The Teva of the Beis Hamikdash is Amokim Lamala Min HaTeva. It's not Kasha, why the Mishtachim Revochim. Kasha was, why were they squeezed in? That was to give them schar, to give them more schar. That doesn't give them the Ness. Al Koponim, the Teva was this also Bechina, a matzav in Gansen, the Malam in Ateva, Shesunim the Beis Hashem. Aber, the Meise, for years and years, I've heard all sorts of shmuzen. That be'etzim a yeshiva is a teva. We have to understand it a bit more from the chorus. What happened inside the teva was kulei teva. Everything that happened in the teva was kulei teva. Right at the beginning of the parasha, Elu told us, Noach, Noach, each tzaddik tomim hoya b'doros. He was sholeh. He was a tzaddik, and he was sholeh. The Ibn Ezra learns tzaddik is lemaisa, and tomim was b'livoy. The Ramban explains. He was a tzaddik. He wasn't nitfas in the aveirus of the dog. It was an interesting sort of gezel that they did. They took pochus mishave pruta. Then afterwards the gataina, when it wasn't really gezel. That is Asot Hanhogen Stoim as well. And that was Poigen in the whole Amud Acheset. Taking for oneself, taking, 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 and you can't do anything. And Kilu manipulating the law so they can't chap you. Loopholes in the law of the Chulet. But he was a tzaddik. Wasn't the Ishkomos and Mashkis Darkuk and Neidora Chayobi? But afterwards it says, Omashoye Misalech, Ima Esashema Nichbod, Lira Oysa Levada. He was Sholem Birosa. Einenu Nifte Achle Hoyre Shamai Mumanachesh Vaoyne. Hol Shekein Achle Avoy Bazar. Later on, Torah says in Tvarim, Achiyuv, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elekecho. There the Targum translates as Shlim Betachalto Hashem, what is to be Sholim Beyira. Explains the Ramban, what's Shlemus Beyira? That a person has only Yira from Hashem Yisparach and from no one else. And even though people around him are saying all sorts of days and shittas and everything else, it doesn't budge him ki who's there. Tommy, perfect in his adherence to Torah, in his hashkofas, in his havana, in his avoida, in his yira, tmimus. A week and a half ago, we sang with tremendous simcha, Torah Hashem tmimo. tremendous simcha. Torah is tamim, Torah is shalim, Torah has everything one needs. Shivas nafesh, it's not only gashmias, it brings back the nefesh. It's mechazik the nefesh. All the people are making late sonnets of him. All the people that were saying the weather forecasts show clearly there's not going to be any rain for another 300 and whatever it is years. But you say there's going to be a battle. Darishkeit. And they proved it to him and they showed him with all the weather reports from the whole world, all their super satellites and all their super ideas. And then he goes weiter, then Bajin Tihu said, Tminus, Shlemus, the Yiras Hashem. Rak Bashem Levadu Dovik Tamit, Vahoylech Bederech Hashebach Hashem, Oy Hashem Yoyre Oysoy, Hinavi Hoyo. He himself went to the Derech Hashebach Hashem. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from a mensch? And he was a Navi. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, new inyanim, he went, adhered completely to that Navius. But ze ketam, it state in Dvarim, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teileichu, Hanema Barchokas, Hamisnabe Lavoid, Avoid Azara, the Noisim Oisim Boifus. But Kashi Afarish, and over there he says, you'll have a Navi. And the Navi will give an ois and a moy face. We spoke about it in El. This mensch, a Navi, is giving an ois and a moy face. He's telling us things different than we know. The Beis Hashem, the Teva, was a mokum which Noach was machnis that tzvivas. Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teileichu Hoylech Bederech Hashebachar Hashem. From the yisod of the yisodus of a yeshiva, Akdosha, is that outside there can be a mabul of all the different shittas and all the different days and all the narishkeit that people say, whether they're the chiloinim, whether they're the goyim, or whether they're people who describe themselves as orthodox, or people who describe themselves that they claim they learned in yeshivas. When they tell you all sorts of deis and shitas, when they tell you what's real and what isn't real, and you'll grow up, young man, one day, and you'll realize what the real world is all about. And the answer is poshut. The real world is here. Rav Shiva Medrash Shmuel, Rabbi Yomi, gives very sharp things very often. I heard from him once. He said, in the old days, they used to have a lunatic asylum. What's the plan, lunatic asylum? He said there were a miut mentioned who were meshugim. So you had to lock them away, and the rest of the people were normal. And you say, today, heyois, the roiv oilem lunatics, you have a normal asylum. You lock away the normal people and leave the rest to be to go with their mishugasim. The normal asylum is a yeshiva. We're all in an asylum. The Teva is the Beis Hashem, where everything is al pi rotzon Hashem, al pi the emes of Hashem, al pi the emes of Torah. That's the Chumrah Yisera. When someone brings in things into a yeshiva, Shaloi al pi Torah, whether it's bichalach, books, newspapers, remember what such things were. Or the little machines that are attached to the lunatic world that we live in. We machnis deis koizves into a yeshiva akdoisha. not to mention Giloy Arayas, Avodah Zarah. But even Stam, he's innocent. Innocent movies, innocent tachlis. What's innocent? They're out to destroy any iota of Yirah Shamayim. A person who brings such a thing into a yeshiva Agdoisha is a woodpecker. And we can't be so certain that we'll be zoicha to the nisim that they had in the teva. Why? Because the teva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that nobody who wasn't supposed to be there was there. When the Rishayim tried to get into the teva, they came to Arayas and Dubim and bit them and stopped them. And even animals who weren't on the Madrega weren't able to get into the teva. We have to make sure. I don't say we have to have Arayas and Dubim, but we have to make sure that the Beis Hashem is a Beis Hashem without any holes, insulated against the mabul shebi bachutz. In that bayis, tzadik katomo yifroch ke'erez balavone yiske, a bocher can grow, and avreich can steig like a tomor, steig like an erez. Over this Shabbos, this Huschem, saw another Meridika Medrash. Really spoiled from this Medrash. Medrash is in Medrash Tilim or in Yalkut Shimoini, Tilim Perik Lamed Zayin. Shteiti the Pasuk, the David, Al Tischa Bamareim, Al Tekane Ba'oise Avla. Don't try and compete with evildoers and don't be jealous of people who do aveiros. What's David HaMelech telling us? Zeu she'omar ha'kosu, al yekane libcho b'chatoim. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, b'ni, al yekane libcho b'chatoim. U'bame yekane libcho. It's an interesting kasha. The Medrash is medayik. She says, Al Yikane Bechatoi. Don't say Al Yikane. We would have thought you'd tell me, don't have kina. Kina is a terrible midah, it's a bad midah. Don't have any kina. No. Al Yikane Bechatoi. Don't be Mekane against Chatoi. Obame, yeah, Yikane. Vice toys, only Chatoi, but I should be Mekane or something. In the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Chorin needs it. It's Mukhrak is Bio Lichar in the Pasuk. Beyiras Hashem kol hayoim. It was Ali Kane Libcho Bachatoim, Beyiras Hashem kol hayoim. You should be Mekane Bachatoim, the Medrash, but you should be Mekane Beyiras Hashem. Al Tekane Beneiron Shel Rishoim. Don't be Mekane in the light of the Rishoim. Shekamo Shemen Yeshboi Shminis Erevis Eina Achus. Shemin Kolev, Anem is Kabel. The light of the Rishoim, the Ner of the Rishoim, it's not going to last very long. As much Shemin as there is, you see the Rishoim, Lechoyer Matzliach, and the Rishoim are doing this, the Rishoim are doing that. And the people who tell you, this is the right thing, and this is the right way to live, and this is the right way to live, and look how they have their success in Olam Hazeh, and the Lechoyer are happy until you actually find out all the truth. And how many therapists they need, and how broken they are. But Al Kopani Bibachutz, everything looks good. So David HaMelech, Al Tekane B'Neiron Shel Rishoyim, because it has no achris. The Shemin Kole, V'Anem Iskabe. Ken Zayim, what's the Shemin? What's the Shemin of the Rishoyim? The Scha Miut Mitzvahs. Shemin is always Chochma, is always a good thing. The schaaf and mir mitzvahs, they get in Olam Hazeh, so they have a bissel atzloch in Olam Hazeh. But it's not going to last, it doesn't have an achris. Bechaydu oimer, ki lo siye achris l'ra. The Pasuk says in Mefurish, there's no achris, there's no end of ra. Ne'er Rishon Yidoch. the ner of the Rishoyim, holcho oir shalom, goes out, gets extinguished. So what should I be mekaneh? I should be mekaneh the Rishoyim, but I should be mekaneh. Kaneh b'ner she'eino nidoch le'oilam ve'eina poisek. Be mekaneh with a ner which is never going to go out. Beize, which ner is that? Zeki ner mitzvah v'toyra. The ner of Torah. Torah mitzvahs. That's a ner which never goes out. And that, one should be mekaneh. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaneh. You should be mekaneh. It's an interesting line here. Especially I'm about to go to the erusin of my daughter. I thought I might say this medrash tonight, but maybe I'll miss out this line. You'll see why. Kane she'il mole akina eino oilam oimeit. Without kina, the world doesn't have a kiyum. Without kina, the world won't have a kiyum. Ein adam noitea keren. Ein adam noise isha. I don't know if it's pastor saying that. A new chosin, he doesn't know me, I don't know him, you know. So the whole thing is one big kinner because of your friends. You got a big badass, lechoyer, but I'll call upon him. There's a positive side to kinner. A person wouldn't start a business, they know the way, no take care of him. If he doesn't see Yenna, he's big matzliach in his business. Now, how many times you ask Bachrim, so why do you want to go to Shidduchim? And all the Narisha Terutzim that they say, at the end of the day, what is it? If you'll push them hard enough, not a very nice thing to do, but I'm always not so nice. If you'll push them hard enough, they'll tell you, well, my friends are all getting married. Pirush, I'm a kane, my friends, I'm a good Shidduch. Ilule, Imali, Kina, ain Adam noise isha, ain Adam boyne bais. Hey, listen, Rabbi. The state law is merely a chiddush. Il male shekina Avram lehaya koine shemai v'aretz. Avram was mekane, and without kina, Avram wouldn't have reached the madriga that he was mekayim shemai v'aretz. There wouldn't have been an Avram. Amos Aikina, Frank the Medrash. Avram was Mekane. Where was he Mekane? Kisha'om ala Malki Tzedek. Malki Tzedek was Shem. Ben Noach. Avram met Malki Tzedek, met Shem. And he asked him, Ketzed Yatzasim min ha-teva. How did you come out of the teva? Well, what's the kasha? How did you come out of the teva? He didn't say, how did you survive in the table? He said, how did you come out from the table? There's another medrash in Bereishis Rabba in our parasha, which says, Hotzio mimazge nafshi, goes on the table. The table be'etzim was a prison. The table was a matzav meshune ma'oid, as we spoke. Oh, but the medrash says, Another pshat in Vayishoy Ach Noach. Everybody knows the medrash which the Ganenit told you. That one day he was Ma'acher the lion, and the lion gave him a knack. So the medrash. The medrash has different there. That he was Meganeach blood from the freezing cold. The Tzoyar gave light, the Derech Nes. Where was the heating? There was no sun. It was freezing cold, says the Medrash. It was a prison. And Noach had to go into that matzav to make a tikkun. A tikkun for the dar. Ubay sois episatayin on him. A tikkun for him. It was a prison. Avraham Avinu asked Shem, so how were you zoicha to come out of prison? And if you think about it, why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu make him build the table So we have the Teretz, 120 years, should be Mazhir the Oilam. But there are different ways that Kodesh Baruch could have been Matzah or Noyach. Maybe he could have done it and been Moira the Sibur in a different way. Why couldn't it be that there would be one island? Ari, the Fida Shitzus, the Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't a Mabul. Yerushalayim wasn't a Mabul. Then go to Eretz Yisrael and stay there with all the animals. Let the sun shine on Eretz Yisrael. And have a normal matzah. Why do you have this matzah with a teva? You shouldn't get matzah. Let the animals have food on this island. Why did they have to feed them yoimam v'layla? It was a prison. When Avraham Avinu had gefreit shein, b'mei yotzosim min ha-teva. How are you zoichet to come out of the teva? Omaloi, but stoker shall see you sham. B'schus the stoker that we did there. Omaloi, Avraham Avinu said, "What stoker asisim b'teva v'chi aniim are you sham? Well, what stoker did you do in the teva? Hello, no, are you sham? El noyach ubono." In me are you supposed to do tzedakah? Who did you do tzedakah with? Om Aloy, so Shem said, Im Abaheima v'chaya v'oif, lo ayinu yeshenim, el anoistim ayinu lifnei zeh v'lifnei zeh. We spent a whole year being oisit tzedakah v'chesed to the behemoths and chayas. U'bizchus, that chesed that they did, they were zoichet to come out of the table. Otherwise, by choice, they would have had to stay at the table for the rest of their lives. Oysa Shah, Oma Avram, Uma Eilu, Ilulish Osut Stokim, Behemah Vachai Ve'oif, Lahoy Yoitzin, Vekivich Osut Stokim Yatsu, Ani, Imes, Vibne Odom, Shehem Betzalmu, Shalakodesh Moch, Alachas Kamo Vekamo. He was Mekane. Shame. He was Mekane, the people in the Teva. Mekane, the Maisim Toivim. Kina Sofrim. Star Bechochma. He was Mekane. This is the Dugma of Kina that we're supposed to have. Oisushova Yitel Eishel Beshova Achilo Shlia Belim. America Chidush. The ganze chesed of Avraham Avinu, steht da, the chesed of Avraham Avinu came because he was mekane, the chesed that he did in the table. The ganze Avraham Avinu, the chesed of Avraham, licked in the table and licked in the kinnah that Avraham Avinu had. And bazeh he was zoiche to be koine shamayim v'oretz. He was mekayim. Shamayim v'oretz. The whole kiyum of Shamayim v'oretz is only b'schus klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is b'schus Avraham. But Levaise, the Medrash started and told us, what should you be mekane? Be mekane for Torah. Hinei mitzvah v'Torah or. Vaistois, the chesed that they did in the teva came out was a chesed v'shnovea from Torah. It was the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaTorah. And it was the Torah. Chazal told us, Noach Lomad Torah. And the chesed that they did came from the Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. That's what you're supposed to be mekane. How's the chesed come from Torah? Gemara says, Torah is tchilosoi chesed v'soifoi chesed. Sokta Maral, if you see that something is tchilosoi v'soifoi, that means, Chazal telling us, it's kuloi. Torah is kuloi chesed. Gemara in Sukkot says, there's Torah and there's Torah's chesed. Torah's chesed al shoyim. What's the chilik between Torah and Torah's chesed? Torah shaloi lishma is Torah. Torah lishma is Torah's chesed. Torah la'atzmai is Torah. Torah la'lamed la'achem is Torah's chesed. The Mashgiach, Zichat Tzadik Kodesh Livrochem, used to say a bio in an interessante Reb Sadia. Chazal say the Aseres HaDibros are the Klal HaTorah. And we find that the first two Dibros, Anoichi V'lo Yi'alecha, is the Klal HaKlali. Anoichi is the Klal of all Mitzvah's essay, and V'lo Yi'alecha, Rim Acherim is the Klal of all the Lois essays. Reb Sadia Gaon, who was Moine all the Tariag Mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibros, to show how they're all kolol in the Aseres HaDibros, says that the klal haklolim is in the world anoich. Kol atoira kul is nichlal in the world anoich. But the Mashgiach is zogt, what's the biyah hadvarim? Toira is that you have to know there's another anoich in the belt. That's the Kol HaTorah. Torah, the world is not all about me. There's another Anoichi. Torah is mitzvahs ben Adam le. Ben Adam lechaveiroi. Ben Adam lamokoi. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha z'klal gadol b'Torah, said Rabbi Akiva. And Rashi says a very deep pshat. Who's reacha? Reacha is pastors. Ben Adam lechaveiroi. But the reacha can also mean reacha berea avicha, the Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch is my friend. Yes. Give to the Kodesh Baruch. Toiras chesed. Toira shaloi lishma. Was it Toira? It's Toira. Oh, but Toira lishma. Toira lishma is not for me. Toira is the Sheva Toira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh, yeah, Nish, but the Ik is not for me. Ilule the Heker, when Chazal say, that Bitoch Shelo Nishma, Atabol Nishma, it would be also to learn Torah Shelo Nishma. But now, Chazal tell us, Bitoch Shelo Nishma, Atabol Nishma, Chazal tell us, Le'oilam! Yasuk Adam B'Torah Mitzvahs. La'olam. Rabbi Ruchim said, when Chazal say La'olam, they mean it. Never sit down to learn Torah Lishma. Always Shalom Lishma. Shebitom Shalom Lishma, Tabal Lishma. But if you try to learn Lishma, at the beginning, Mitoch Lishma, you'll never come to Lishma. The famous Meiser, the Rabbi Saul Salanta, told his Talmidim, they should go and learn Torah Lishma. He came after a few hours and he saw them all shuckling away. And the Olam was so annoying. And Rabbi Saul said, I see the Lishma, I don't see any Torah. They have to learn Torah Lishma. They're not so poshut. Be the Nefesh HaChaim. The Rebbe starts learning Torah. Why is he learning Torah? It's 9 o'clock, there's Seder. He gets into trouble if he doesn't come on time. Or from his Chabrusa. Or from that, or whatever it is. Or he's got bushes. I once learned in the Beis Medrash. It was posh. It was very cramped. And if you came late, you had to go and schlep a stender and move this one, move that one, move the other one. It was posh bushes. So he came out the beginning of the Seder. It was bushes. So everybody came on time. You just wouldn't do one the bushes. Shalom Yishma. About this, start learning Shalom Yishma. And you need to prepare for Shir. And you need to keep up with the Chavrusa, v'chul, Shalom Nishma. Says the Nefesh HaChaim. But then you get into the Sugya, the Taka. What is the Pshat in the Tosfos? What is the Machlokes between the Rashba and the Ramban? And the bench, then, Kulu, in the Sugya, what does he want to know? What's the real Pshat in Tosfos? That's Torah Nishma. It takes time to get into it. Lo yom yasin rather than Torah mitzvah shelo nishma. When Mashgiach said kama v'kama v'homi, right now Bochin Yeshiva, he's learning for himself. But all the Torah that we're learning, be'etzim is Klal Yisrael's Torah. It all belongs to Klal Yisrael. And one day you have to give it back to Klal Yisrael. All different ways. Different people with their different tchunas. It doesn't mean to say that everybody has to go to Kirib or everybody has to be a Rebbe. Namaise, Leah and her, just heard recently, I don't know if it's true or not, I don't know if this is true, so I heard from Moshav personally, and I heard from the Stiper personally, Sichoinam Livracha, that I should never believe anything I hear Bishma. At different times, at different occasions. So now you can't believe what I just told you. So Mizach B'Shei Rebaron Lei. Well, if it's true, he didn't tell me this, not to believe it, but it's just on the Chazach and all the Gedolim, what they say. That once this man starts, then the Piguim will stop. Bli Ayin Hara. How on earth could they stop anything that's going on? Only Mikach the Torah. So right now we're learning for Klal Yisrael. Right now we're helping Klal Yisrael. It's Torah's Chesed. The Lamid La'acheirim is of the Gemara. The Lamid La'acheirim. It's Torah's Chesed. Torah is so there's noch anoichi in the world. That's how he said it. There's another anoichi in the world. A person grows up naturally very self-centered. He starts learning Torah, and he's trying to get the emes of Torah. He's not trying to impress his chavrusa, not trying to impress his rebbe. In the beginning, maybe yeah, shelo nishma, but eventually you come to look for the emes in Torah. It's not for himself. Vilin kalalai nafshi sidoi. V'nafshi ke'ofo la'koyl tiye. Sounds a merdika madrega. It is a merdika madrega. Only trouble is, it's dvorim mefuroshim that we say three times a day. V'nafshi ke'ofo la'koyl tiye. And then we can ask Psach Libi b'Seyosecha v'Mitzvosecha Tirdei Kadosh. If I'm worried about myself, it's a steer, it's what Torah is all about. The Midge takes three steps back from his Shemoneh Esrei. He immediately switches on his Gaiva and his Kavod and his this and his that and the other. Then we're living steers to what we just said. Okay, maybe you'll tie that. By the time I get to the kind of so you think I remember what I said already. I'm finished. The Teva was the Beis Hashem. And from the Torah, from the Beis Hashem is a bias which is Balei Chesed. Has to be Chesed. With this, we'll understand an oimek in what I said last week at the end of the Shmuz. The Medrash in Dvarim Rabbah, Aleph, Ois Yud Tes, Pnu Usu Lochem Tzofoino. After they were by, going round and round, Har Esav, Har Seir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Pnu lachem tzafoyno. Omer Abchia, Omer lahem, Im ra'isim oise shemavakish liskaris bochem, Al ta'amoid kenegdoi. If you see he's trying to start up with you, Esau, don't stand up against him. The Medrash says before, Klal Yisrael have their brachas, and he has his brach. His brach is al-chab chosich. If you think that brach is not mekuyim, if you think you can stand up to Esav because al charb chosich yeh is not going to work, his brach is bottle, says the Midrash, then your brach is a bottle. Our brach is not with a cherif. Our brach is not to stand up with him. Punk faket, im ra'isim ra'isim shemavakish liskaris bochem al tamdu kenegdoi, elo hatzpinu atzmechem imenu, hide away. Until he's finished his oilam, until his nair goes out. Esav's nair goes out. Pnu lachem tzafoino. Hide away. Amr Yehuda bar Shalom. Amrulo Yisrael. Klal Yisrael say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Aviv Mevorchal Chab Chasichye, V'ata Maskim Imoy, V'oy Melonu Atzpinu Atzmechem Niponov. Ribbono Shel Olam, you're masking with this bracha Chab Chasichye, and you tell us to go and hide. How can we hide from him? Leichon Nivrach, where are we going to hide? Amalohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Im ra'isem shem yistavik lochem, even if you see what's to come close to you, maybe his cherub is hidden. Like in the last few days we heard all these maisim, that they hid their knives. The last few days is this man starting to be unbelievable nisim. Umigalad knives here, umigalad knives there, in the yulu. Omalayim im ra'isem shem yistavik lochem, Borchu l'toira. Ve'et safoina el ha-toira shneva yitzvoin la'yishurim tushir. Toira is safoina. Is hidden away. What's the chat? Borchu l'toira. What does it mean the Torah is safuna? Hidden away. Yitzvoin lochem tushir. Yitzvoin lochem tushir. How does Toira hide a person? When a person learns the pnimius of Torah, goes into what Torah really is telling us, when a person lives out be his Torah, a person stam learns Torah, and it's kule shaloi lishma, and it doesn't go anywhere. Davke, that's called yatzpinu, that's with him by Torah. But when a person realizes Torah is telling me something, Torah is describing to me how to live. Torah is Hashem Tmima, Meshivas Nafesh. Torah is giving me a whole Derech Achayim. And the Yesod of the Derech Achayim of Torah is Torah's Chesed. So Nocha Noichi in the Velt. When a mensch takes out from the Torah that there's another Anoichi, he's shaykhus to the other Anoichi, and he's mevatel his Anoichi. Nafshi ke'ofo lakol tiye. He's oisik in chesed here and chesed there. Whether it's the chesed in learning, whether it's chesed gemilas chasodim, when it's right, I'll be Torah. As interesante netziv, Rabbi Avram told me this morning, the Netziv learns Tzadik Tomi is that he was a Tzadik Sai Ben Adam Lamokim Sai Ben Adam Lachaveira, and he says the Tmimus of the Chesed of Ben Adam Lachaveira is only when it comes from Tomi. A goy may try Chesed. But the Gemara says Chesed lo v'imchatos. Well, the Chassadi with the Goyim, look what society they built. What do we have, Al Pi Torah? Yiddish a Chesed, Torah dik a Chesed. Take a phone book of any tzibur acharedi. You'll see how many gemachim they have. The Haredi Sefer Telefonim here, and you look in it's amazing what gemachim there are. Gemachim for pacifiers, gemachim for kiddush, anything you could possibly imagine, and a lot more that you can't possibly imagine. You look, go there, so a gemach for this, and a gemach for that, and a gemach for that. Let alone how much money goes through the Tzibur HaHaredi. A bank manager once told me, bank manager Mesh Arif, he told me he's inspired. He said, how much stock goes through this bank is lo yu'umin. But what are we talking about? We're talking about a bank in the richest part of Israel. We're talking about Mesh Arif. Everybody knows, where is the biggest stocker? Where did you get the most stocker from? From the Avreichim, from the Lomdei Torah, from the Grace of Gvirin. Lo Yomim. chesed al pi teure. Is a mensch mevatel himself. Mevatel himself to the emes of teure. Mevatel himself to his chavrusa, leman ha'emes. Mevatel himself to his rebbe, leman ha'emes. He fights with his rebbe to make sure he understands. But what's wrong with my pshat? Oh, but it's not because my pshat has to be right. He wants to know what's wrong with my pshat. And you'll see, any Talmid Chochem, if there's nothing wrong with your pshat, well, it'll be mekabel your pshat. Oh, but the tachlis is to be mevatel oneself to the emes, to be mevatel oneself. That's Torah. When we're mevatel ourselves. So there's another anoichi. It's not my anoichi. And that's how we get hidden away. In Torah, we get hidden away. Noach was hidden away in that teva. A raging marble outside of Noach and his banim were hidden away. Shesulim bebeis Hashem, tzadik hatom o yifrach. And that's the maisa when we were davening against Elul and up to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Tokim alai milchama, mezuis ani v'teach. What are we v'teach in? Achas sho'alti me'is Hashem lo'is ha'avake, shivti be'is Hashem kol yimei chaya. What for? Lachzis b'noyam Hashem v'lovake v'eichol. And how's that going to help you? So that's what you want. You want to be in a be'is Hashem, lachzis b'noyam Hashem. Yitak HaKadosh Baruch to see the nimus of Hashem. The Vake Beichal, to be part of the Heichal of Hashem, to visit, to be their Keseder, the Vake from Roshan visit, or the Vake Roshan Boike, Machoikis on the Foshim. And how's it going to help you? Bezoi Sadi Vatea, as a Gatsa Milchama, Ki Yitzbeneini Besukai Beyoim Ra, Yastireini Besese, Ohalai. If you want to be in Torah, you want to be in the Beis Hashem, you want the Lachzis B'Noyam Hashem, you want to have Shaychus with the Anoichi, not me, to be Mevatel myself to the Anoichi. And the Rebbeinu Shalom hides a person away. We have the Zchus to be Yoshev in the Beis Hashem. We have to be Mechazig this Beis Hashem, the Tahara of the Beis Hashem, the Tmimus of the Beis Hashem, the Chesed of the Beis Hashem, to take out from our learning what it means lemaisa to live al pi the Torah, cholila to be mezalzel the Sidrei Aloche or the Sidrei Musa. That's when a person takes out of the Torah and applies it to himself. Tefillah. These days, to be mischazik in tefillah. We saw last week. I'm a pachad with I should say this. Because if I say it, and now we're going to say, oh, the guns of shmuz was just because of the last line. Like one guy once told me, the man said, you only have to hear the last line. What are you complaining about? The whole shtickle Torah is just for the last line. So I listen to the last line. Ayla Maisi is always asleep by the time he gets to the last line. Sure. But if you're not interested in the rest, then I don't blame you to fall asleep for the. So it's very snitched, whether I should say. As any Beremes, on Shabbos we made a special Misha Beirach. Tomorrow is a Yom Miyuchad Ma'aid. In our matzav today, the matzav we are in, tomorrow, Yom Chabishi, Yom Sheli, Yom Miyuchadim Ma'oi. Aval Kol Ponim, and it's shver, I know it's shver. About it's shver. So, when the stabbing people, it's harder. We can be mischazik, Shesuli Bebeis Hashem, for Klal Yisrael. And our Torah from this base Medrash should be like a teva, and should shine forth outside to the Mabul and put out all the Mishagas that's going on in the world. And we should see the Hemshech of Yen HaMedrash in Dvorim. Because the Tzopun refers to the Bias HaMashiach.